Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Mick here at Farm Talk on Monday checked in with Scott Kanoki, the Benson County Extension agent, to get a crop update and how also things fared after the storm that brought heavy winds to Benson County Friday night into Saturday.
Well, I thought we'd have some more lodging, Mick, and I saw a little barley kind of twisted and laying down, but it wasn't that bad. I just took a drive from Minnewaukan over to Leeds, and I only saw one barley field that was, you know, dinged up a little bit, but I didn't go out and look for a bunch of hail damage and stuff. We've had some earlier here and there and nicked them up a little bit, but we did get a little moisture out of it. And where we're at right now with the corn, just starting to silk, pollination is coming on and the grains are filling, the canola's in full bloom. And those rains, some got more than others, but it was going to be beneficial that way. And we got a nice looking crop coming, other than being a bit late.
Yeah, and a nice-looking crop does tend to lodge a little easier than a poor crop, so maybe that's the symptom of a good-looking barley crop. It lodged with some wind.
Yeah, and it was coming up, too. You could tell it looked like it had been down a little bit more, and parts of it were coming up nicely. So, you know, I'm sure there's a little bit here and there out there that's kind of beat up a little bit, but overall, I was surprised it's looking nice.
Excellent. All right. Well, other issues, both positive and negative, in Benson County, Scott?
I don't want to alarm anybody, but I did find a little scab last week in some barley. And, of course, that's farther along. You can start to see that. And although some of the areas were a bit on the wet side, but with some of the heavy humidities at night, I guess 6 to 8 hours of that can be enough to get scab going. And most guys did put fungicides on and stuff, protect that crop with where the prices are at. So I don't foresee a ton of it, but conditions were conducive for a while, and the risk map did show that too. I mean, we had a quarter inch of dew some nights there for a while, and the wind wasn't blowing. It's enough to get some of that stuff going. But as far as leaf disease and stuff, I'm seeing a little bit of bacterial blight. As far as the rest of it, so far, most of the small grains look quite clean.
Yeah, a little scab, I guess it's inevitable on a good year and adequate rainfall. Now, the big deal, Eric was visiting with Jason Hansen up north of Devil's Lake earlier today, and he said he started to see some soybean aphids up there. How about in your neighborhood?
I looked last week and I hadn't detected any, but I am hearing they're starting to show up, and I encourage guys, before just throwing it in, that you go do your scouting and reach those thresholds. We don't want to knock off the good bugs to kill a few aphids, which the plants can tolerate quite well until you get up to that 250 per plant threshold. But it's kind of in its infancy in my path that I've been on so far. I'll be looking some more this week. Looking hard for it, being it's getting that close, and just kind of guys got to keep their eyes open. One other insect we were doing some trapping for with some was the blossom wheat midge, orange blossom wheat midge. We had 300 to 400 a week here 2 weeks ago in our traps, and we put a pheromone in there, and the males are attracted to it. But that's just an indicator of some midge. I know over in Towner County they had just solid sheets of midge. There again, just indicator, but there may have been a little treating for some of that, just to be on the cautious side when they did some of their fungicide work. But majority of that has been done now. We have fields that are turning, especially the barley and some of the spring wheat. Some of the earliest fields are turning, and then we've got some that are still in the boot and the heads are just emerging. So our crop is kind of spread out depending on the area and what time they were able to get in.
Again, that was Scott Kanoki, the Benson County Extension Agent. This is Inside Agriculture. We'll be back with more in just a moment.